I'm listening. Okay, so once again, we are on page 253. So last time we started Siman Tzai Dalet. So the Machaber said that when you daven, you have to, if you're outside Eretz Yisrael, so you face Eretz Yisrael, and the Echaven Kam LeYerushalayim, and you should focus also on Yerushalayim. So the Aruch HaShulchan explains that there's two steps here. There's the physical positioning that you have to face towards Eretz Yisrael. Let's say in Chutz Laretz, you face towards Eretz Yisrael. But you also have to focus your mind, you have to focus your attention, you have to focus your mind to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Kodesh Kodashim. And then the Machaber also says, went on to say, that if you're in Eretz Yisrael, so you face the direction, whatever direction is in that Yerushalayim is. So for example, again, as we discussed last time, people think, you know, you face east. Not true. If you're in Tzfat, you face south. You face south. And we discussed that a little also last time we saw the Aruch HaShulchan on this. So let's go on to Beis. Beis says, Im mispalel l'ruach mishar haruchos. Let's say you're facing another direction. Let's say, I don't know, you're, for whatever reason, we'll discuss in a little while, your body is facing, let's say, not towards Eretz Yisrael. Let's say here in Los Angeles. So let's say there, I don't know, still are, there were shuls, maybe they still are, that they don't face east. So they face a different direction. So now you're going to have the problem of, well, where do you put the Aron Kodesh? Right? Like where? So again, like we discussed last time, maybe there's a zoning issue. Or maybe there's a positioning issue, how the street or how the building's set up. So they can't put the Aron in necessarily in the eastern wall, or in the wall facing Eretz Yisrael, let's say. So let's say you're facing a different direction. So then, Yitzadeh Panav Letzad Eretz Yisrael. So then you should turn your face. So in other words, let's say hypothetically, I don't know, you know, let's say the Aron was there. We'll see. So then, what do? You might, or you're facing whatever direction. Let's say you have to face that direction. Let's say you're on a plane or I don't know what. So then you should tilt your head. Should turn your head towards whatever direction Eretz Yisrael is in. So your body might be going one way, but your head is, of course, if it's in the opposite direction, that would be a little difficult. But we're leaving that aside. We're talking about if it's physically possible. And if, again, if you're in Chutz Laretz, so you should turn your head towards Eretz Yisrael. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, so then you should turn your head. Let's say your body's not facing Yerushalayim. Let's say again you're in Tzfat, and for whatever reason your body's facing east. So then again, I don't know, maybe a person's in a hospital bed or something. So you turn your head towards Yerushalayim. Olamikdash imu be Yerushalayim. And if you're in Yerushalayim, your body's not facing whatever direction you're in Yerushalayim. I don't know. You're in Sanhedrin Rochevet, that's the north part of Yerushalayim, and for whatever reason your body is not facing south, so at least turn your head south, again, assuming that you can't physically. Okay, now here's the famous Ramah. And we discussed this, or we pointed to it a little before. So the Ramah says, Ve'anu machzirim paneinu l'mizrach. We turn our heads to the, we face east, right? Now again, bear in mind, this is the Ramah. The Ramah was the Rav in Krakow. Krakow, everybody knows where Poland is, right? Geographically. So again, just bear that in mind as we go through this. So Ramah says that our custom is we face east. Because we're towards the west of Eretz Yisrael, so therefore we face east. So therefore we're facing Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we'll get into this a little more. Mishnah Berurah brings down, and we're going to get into this a little more, the famous Lavush. Lavush says, well, not exactly, because if you're not really facing Eretz Yisrael, because as we discussed last time in the Aruch HaShulchan, if you're really facing Eretz Yisrael, and you're in Poland or in Russia or one of those places, you should face maybe southeast. So that's exactly the opinion of the Lavush. But really, when you make an Aron Kodesh and a shul, things like that, you should really be tilted slightly If you're one of the Ashkenazi countries, well, yeah, even Germany, right? It's still to the north. Europe is to the north of Eretz Yisrael. So you should go east, but south, southeast, because then you're really facing Eretz Yisrael. So Ramah seems to be saying, well, you know, like, it's good enough, right? You're facing east, so, you know, it's good enough. So again, the Lubavitch says, no, you should try to face southeast. Believe it or not, the shul, I think the shul, because I think we're Los Angeles a little south, you know? A little south of Eretz Yisrael, so it should be slightly northeast, maybe. Well, you want to hear something really strange? As we're going through the building, so they're actually, the shul is very interesting. The lots on this block are tilted slightly to the north. They're not straight. We've discovered that through surveyors recently. And this lot is tilted northeast. Believe it or not, yeah. It should be a giveaway, because you ever notice that the back wall there's that like little anomaly over there in the back?
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, because the building's not, it's not straight. None of the buildings on this block, they're all, for whatever reason, the whole block is like that.
So which way should we be? This one?
Huh? Or
this way?
This is right.
No, so this is right, because we're slightly to the north.
South.
I think. North. So we're northeast, slightly, mostly east, but a slight tilt to the north.
So we're right now.
I think. So it works out.
Let's go get a
I was always wondering, like, why they, I don't know why the city did that. Like, it was very strange, like this block. I don't know the next block, because I don't have survey plans, but at least this block, it's like that. For some weird reason, I don't know why. Okay. Now, let's pick up on the Ramah. We're gonna run a little late here, but Ein osim makom aron v'tzara tefila neged mizr.